Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And yes, I do have a scratchy throat still. But thankfully, I don't have to do all the talking today because I'm being joined from Guns.com by Chris Eager. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Good to be back with you.
I've been seeing this stuff on the internet about all these guns coming out in this caliber, and you have actually written an article about this that just came out today. This is the new Federal 30 Super Carry.
Yeah. Not to be confused with like the old 30 Mauser or the 30 French Long. This is a totally new deal. It's supposed to split the difference between 380 ACP and 9mm Luger. In other words, like it'll give you more capacity while outperforming, the 380. So, for instance, on like a magazine that would hold 8 rounds of 9mm, it would hold 10 rounds of 30 super carry, giving you about the same performance.
Have you actually tried this?
I have not. It's been under wraps. Hopefully, we'll get a look at it here at SHOT Show coming up week after next.
Well, I know that Nighthawk came out with a couple of pistols for it. And from the looks of your article, so did Smith & Wesson, or maybe it's... Are they actually making a Smith & Wesson with a grip safety now, or...?
Yeah, that's the Shield EZ. They introduced that a couple of years ago.
Okay. That explains it, because I've never tried that gun. So it's smaller than a 9 and bigger than a 380, and yet... I would love to know what the mag capacity is going to be in these Nighthawks, because typically in the Nighthawks, it's going to be 8 or 10, right?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a 12-round capacity. I'm not positive that it's 11 plus 1 or maybe 12 plus 1, but I think it's 11 plus 1. Either way, it's going to be 12-ish in a single-stack mag.
What do you think about when they come out with a new caliber like this one? Like, whenever I think of new calibers, I think about 357 SIG and 45 GAP, which I am convinced that was a way to get 6 new Glocks out there when they came out with those. Because, with Glock, they got to have the compact, they got to have the subcompact and the service pistol. So that was 6 new Glocks, except... I've never actually even seen a box of 45 GAP for sale anywhere.
Yeah, they're tough to find sometimes. I've got a couple of cases around here because I happen to have a couple of 45 GAPs. It's an interesting round. It's a neat kind of thing. It probably should have caught on a little bit more, but it never really did. The thing is, this could be with this 30 Super Carry, it could be a case of everything old is new again type of thing.
Right.
Because back in the early 20th century, most of the broom handle Mausers and most of the early Lugers were in 30 caliber Mauser, which if you look at the specs on those old Mauser rounds, it was a pretty zippy, hot round, especially for an autoloader. And then the Tokarev round was basically just kind of a corruption of that, that the Russians / Soviets used, for years,
Right now, given the, are we going to see this in quantity out there in the market?
well, are you going to see any ammo in quantity? You know, I mean, it's still just a kind of a continuation of, and this is my opinion personally, not necessarily the industry, you know, say on it, but, you know, it's still kind of the big ammo crunch that the manufacturers have been working hard to overcome. You know, I mean, you're starting to see real common stuff come back, like 9mm and 308 and 223, 556, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, some, like, I've got a couple of 44 specials, and good luck finding ammo on that.
Wow.
You know, and that was tough to find even before all the quote-unquote crisis, you know. But it's impossible to find now, you know, and even rounds that were super common back in the day, like, you know, 30-30, you know, I mean, everybody had a 30-30 at one time, you know, unless you lived in New York City or something and never traveled outside the five boroughs, you know.
Right, right. So, I just built a 45-70 rifle, and it's a cool rifle. And I probably wouldn't shoot it a lot if I had a lot of ammo anyway, because it's probably a stout rifle.
But oh, yeah.
I've got 80 rounds for it. When I told somebody that I had 80 rounds for it, they were like, "Where did you find that?"
Yep.
So, yeah.
You could stock it deep, you know?
Yeah. So, I understand. Okay. Help me with this here. We got about 3 minutes here. So, given the ammo crunch, I mean, was this on the drawing board for a long time or something? Because obviously, well, it was. If we've already got guns out there chambered in it.
But yeah, I'm sure it's probably something they've been working on for a half decade or so. And, you know, since you've already done all the R&D and you've already, you know, got the guns, you know, why not go ahead and push it out, you know?
Well, I remember when 40 caliber was 40 Smith & Wesson, when it came out. And I bought I guess it was a Gen 2 Glock 22. Because I guess, the first year they ever came out with anything like that. And when I bought the gun, I couldn't find the ammo anywhere. I found the ammo at a fish and bait store when I was on my milk route. And they had five boxes, and I bought all five boxes of it.
You're
and I was
guy.
Like, why do you guys
you're
have this?
One box?
Huh?
You're not even going to leave one box for everybody else, Bill?
No. No, because I asked the guy about that. I asked him if he had a limit on it, right? And he said, nope, you can take them all if you want. So I did. And then I had to hold on to that for a while because it was a while before they actually started coming out. And there was the Smith & Wesson gun, and there was the Glock that had come out for it, which all they did with the Glock was take a Glock 17 and change the barrel and, you know, change the magazine a little bit. And that was not really a good 40 caliber to have, the Glock 22. I thought it was a little snappy. It was built for 9mm, but with this, I mean, even the 40 caliber, which actually gained a little ground. It got a foothold in the market. Police agencies started to adapt it and everything because it was the 10mm light and all this other stuff.
All the cool kids had 40 for several years, you know, led by the FBI on down, you know.
There was a time where you weren't a man unless your caliber began with a 4.
Exactly.
Right?
And 40 just barely got you into that club, you know?
Sure did. Sure did. So I whenever they introduce a new caliber into the game, where especially in an ammo shortage, I was just looking at this, but with the guns out there already and ready to go, I wonder how plentiful they will be. But I guess we'll find out. You hang on for me if you would. Guns.com. Chris is a writer there. He's been a writer for quite some time. He does a lot of product reviews. He does a bunch of other things as well. And Guns.com started out being a blog, but it is so much more than that now. You can read the news about what is the latest thing out there today. You can read the news about politics. You can read the news about reviews. You can look back in time. Hey, good stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Chris Eager from Guns.com, specifically today, leading off. First time in 2022. Very happy to still have Guns.com in place as they are. You get ready to go to SHOT Show, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Packing bags and got the tickets and everything.
I hope... Well, The only thing, I'm wondering what happens if all of these flights get canceled, like some of these flights seem to be getting canceled. That was, I don't get to go this year.
You're not going to be there?
I'm not going to be there. My wife just finished chemotherapy treatment yesterday. And her immune system is so compromised right now that if somebody thinks about having a cold, she'll catch it. So
gotcha.
She's got surgery on February the 9th, and the doctors were quite adamant after I explained to them that I needed to go, and they were like, well, this comes down to a choice. And they explained to me the extremes of what could happen to her, so I sort of had to put this away for the moment. Although, I am hoping, and while you're there, you know, if you'd like to, you know, I talked with Will and Paul and a few other people the other day, and, you know, if you got some stuff you want to report on as my man on the floor, you could do that there, Chris.
Sure thing. Yeah, we'll touch base and give you all the scoop because, you know, they leak out a lot of stuff and announce a lot of stuff before the show, but there's always new stuff that they hold back, you know, for the show, you know. So I'm sure there'll be lots of interesting stuff like, you know, maybe there'll be a new 1911 or a new AR or something, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, you wrote an article
You never know.
Yeah. But you wrote an article on these Savage rifles, and I see these Savage rifles, and lots of people are making guns like this, which sort of put me in mind of a scout rifle, except slightly redesigned, where the scope's still back further back with it. But they're coming in big calibers, 6.5 Creedmoor, 6.5 PRC. What is PRC?
Well, that's gotten really popular over the past couple of years. It's think of it as like the 6.5 Creedmoor, but more for a hunting envelope, you know, because
okay.
It has a big bullet. You know, you're looking at a 140, 150 grain bullet, you know, and it actually goes out like 250 feet per second faster. So the bigger bullet, that velocity, you get a lot of energy, but it's still like a laser out there, you know, so.
What do you think of those kinds of rifles, those magazine-fed bolt guns?
Well, you know, that's been kind of the wave ever since the late 90s, you know. I remember working at the gun store, and you'd see the first 700s come in, you know, with detachable box magazines, and everybody's like, ooh, you know. And then you tell them, well, this is basically like an Enfield, you know, from back in World War One, but still, you know. It was like, oh, everything old is new again, you know. And but it gives you, you know, a little bit more capabilities if you have the that ACES magazine, you know, you can drop it out and faster to load and reload. Because I know, like, if you're hunting on management land, you know, where every time you cross the road or get in a boat or whatever, you know, you theoretically are supposed to unload your rifle, you know, so you can not be accused of hunting from a roadway or something, you know. So it's just easier to do that with a box magazine than a detachable box magazine than trying to have to, you know, cycle everything out.
Yeah, I can see that. I tried a bolt gun. I had a scout rifle. I loved it. Gosh, it was so, it seemed like it would be such a versatile thing, but then I did a video on it. And then I was told by the YouTube, you know, the YouTube Illuminati that nothing like an AR guy shooting a bolt gun. And I didn't know exactly what that meant. I didn't know if there was supposed to be something that I was supposed to be doing besides, you know, maybe I'm not that practiced at pulling that bolt and, you know, running that action, but I thoroughly enjoyed the gun, but I was just sort of puzzled by the fact that apparently there's some unknown technique, which, you know, like a secret handshake or something that I wasn't doing. Is there something to running a bolt gun that I don't know about?
Well, I mean, you know, they're smooth and they're jerky, you know. I mean, both of them kind of get the job done. You know, it's just depending on how fast you need a follow-up shot, you know.
I like guns like that because there's a writer named Dean Weingarten that writes for Ammo Land, and he has done this exhaustive series on people that go out elk hunting or deer hunting, and they're out there harvesting their hunt, and then because they have either been with a guide or they were, a black powder gun or whatever it is, or bow hunting, they've gone out there without any sort of form of protection besides bear spray in case bears notice that they've killed an elk. It's amazing how many people go out there without a form of some sort of weapon. And I look at this kind of a gun as really a pretty, it's short, it's compact, powerful. Looks like it'd be easy to run. It looks like a perfect weapon to carry out there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, still, if you're going out in bear country, it's always a good idea to have a nice 10mm or, 45 long colt or something on you. Something 500 Smith & Wesson, super bazooka, something like that,
I just when I built the lever gun, and I'll tell you about the lever gun build when we get back, but when I built the lever gun, I wanted a handgun to go with it, so now I have one of my other sponsors, Ace Firearms. They actually take the Poly 80 lowers and manufacture the slides and everything to go with them, so they fit really, really well and run really, really well. And they're serialized and everything else, so now I have the Poly 80 equivalent of the Glock 20.
Okay.
And that's my secondary, because if I'm out in bar country, well, I'm going to have a primary and a secondary. But I do envy you being able to go to SHOT Show. I'm looking to see what that's going to... I want to see what that's going to be like this year, because this is the first year where they're splitting everything up. But I'll have to hassle you while you're out there on the floor. But coming up on the next break, if you're looking to sell a gun, if you're looking to buy a gun, if you need accessories, if you want to shop locally in your area with their associates, if you want to read the news, you want to read the reviews, whatever it is, go to guns.com. It's a one-stop experience. It's not just a shop. It's also a resource. It encompasses so much stuff that it's hard to put it into the English language. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate and House are in session on Thursday, 1 year after there was a riot at the U.S. Capitol. Both Vice President Kamala Harris and President Biden spoke at the Capitol. Biden giving what former President Donald Trump called a divisive speech, blaming the former president for the riots at the Capitol. Former Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy on how he believes the United States will be once again a united nation.
This country is not going to be united because of some speech made by a president or a former president. It will only be united when the people are sick and tired of the conflict. Just have one set of rules.
The vice president also comparing January 6th to the attack on Pearl Harbor and the attack on 9/11. The House also holding a moment of silence as the session began. This is USA Radio News. The former Secretary of State says we need to avoid the Winter Olympics.
With the Winter Olympics kicking off next month in Communist China, there's talk that America should boycott the Games this year because of China's human rights violations and blocking the truth about the origins of COVID-19 from Wuhan, China. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News spells out the case to boycott.
Look, I've been calling for us not to let our athletes go to Beijing for a long time now. We shouldn't prop up Xi Jinping. This will become known as the Genocide Olympics. What's taking place in Western China is nothing short of genocide. We shouldn't forget, too, this virus from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Almost certainly, that is, this virus was foisted on the world. But we're putting our athletes in a very difficult place. Imagine one of them wants to say something about Tiananmen Square, or they want to talk about the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have officially released wide receiver Antonio Brown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, pardon the throat. This is Lock and Lope talking to Chris Eager from Guns.com, and I want to run something by you, just because I know you've probably done more of this type of thing than I have, and get your impression of it, if I may. Still got Chris? Okay, so I saw Chris Costa out there, and he's been rocking lever guns lately. Then I had Kirsten on the show from Guns.com, and she was talking about some of the hunts she's done with a lever gun.
She's gone around the world and claimed everything but Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster with a lever gun. So she's pretty good at that stuff.
We probably need to discuss Bigfoot. I would like to discuss that. But anyway, So this sort of captured my fancy. You know, I'm AR guy. I've tried to like AKs, can't do it. Tried that bolt gun, couldn't do it. Tried shotguns, don't like them. I'm an AR guy. But I wanted to try something because, you know, if things go the way I want to, I want to take the show out on the road and travel around the United States and do things like that. And I will be carrying weapons with me when I do. And I know that there may be some states that I drive through where a AR would be bad. So I thought with a lever gun I might get away with that. So I found a Henry's X in 45-70, and then I ordered a bunch of Ranger Point Precision stuff. Put the rail on it, put the Comet compensator on it, and put a little quiver for. You can actually carry more ammo outside of the gun than you can actually in the magazine. Because the magazine only holds four because it's a 45-70. Then I found my 80 rounds of 45-70, and I put that together. Now, 45-70 and a lever gun, is that a pretty good combo?
Well, I mean, it's a beautiful thing, you know. And you can suppress that, too.
Well, that's why I put a, I know it has that threaded barrel on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I can suppress it, but I don't own one single NFA item.
Really?
Nope, not one. I've thought about suppressors and everything, but I'm very much a instant gratification kind of guy. And if I buy something and I have to deal with, and I look at the NFA and I, you know, I thought we live in an era now where they can punch a few numbers into a computer and get a pretty good picture of who we are and what we are, right?
Oh, yeah.
They can do that credit-wise. That's how they do it. Now, when I was in the car business back in the 80s, we had some sort of a teletype machine where we would run the credit report, and then we would get the credit report in about 40 minutes. And then it would be we'd be watching it. It'd be really slow and everything else. And now everything is just instantaneous, except for the NFA. And I don't know what the difference is in the background check they do for an NFA item versus, say, just buying a gun. But I doubt it can be very much more than that. I mean, they're checking my criminal record. You know, they don't have my fingerprints, but they do actually have my fingerprints because I have a permit.
Yeah, and then a lot of that is they just have a small group of people that do it, and, you know, they process military and LE transfers and stuff first, you know, and then, like, if they have time, they start working on, you know, stuff for the peasants, you know. But the ATF just right around Christmas launched the new e-form system where you can do the form ones and form fours electronically. And hopefully that'll cut things down. They're saying hopefully it'll go from like 10 or 11 months down to like 30 days maybe, you know.
Well, so, see, now, in that case, I would be down for that. I'd be down for that. But, I mean, if I'm paying them $200 for whatever the $200 covers, because it's the same $200 from the 30s as it is now. I'm sure back in the 30s that was, oh, I can't afford that. That's how much my house cost.
Exactly, and that was just a way to basically outlaw it without outlawing it back in the day.
Right,
they just
right.
Taxed such a big tax on it, you know, that nobody wanted to do it. But now, you know, especially with the value of the dollar going down with inflation, $200 is not the same $200 you got in 1934, you know.
Right, right. So, but if I'm paying that $200, whatever it is, point-to-point value may be, I do not expect it to take 8 months. So,
oh, exactly.
But if they change it to 30 days, I may have to look into that.
Yeah, well, that's a theory that it'll drop down. You know, they just did it in just the week of Christmas, so we're in like the second or third week of the whole, you know, e-forms modernization, so to speak. So it remains to be seen yet, but hopefully it'll drop down. And, you know, if it was up to me, there wouldn't be an NFA, you know. So, I mean,
right.
That's just me, though. So.
Well, I mean, if we were in England, we'd have a harder time getting the gun. But once we got the gun, we'd be going to the English or the British equivalent of the Ace Hardware store to buy the suppressor. They just sell it over the counter.
Exactly, because it's just polite to use it.
I don't know how there's a lot of suppressors sold over there, too, because all of these manors and grounds that they keep, they have to cull the deer. So they actually hire a professional hunter, and he's got to have a suppressor.
They have a professional gameskeeper, the original Gleason guys, you know.
Yep. So, anyway, I do know that
Canada,
I have.
You know,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, in Canada, you know, you can short-barreled rifle stuff isn't a thing, you know. But they have to have their handguns longer, you know, so it's a trade-off, of course, and then they have to lock everything up and all that stuff. But, you know, even with all the gun control stuff in Canada, SBRs, you know, aren't a big deal.
I don't think any of the, you know, the fully automatic weapon, I mean, I don't know how to do it, but I'm pretty sure anybody could take a semi-automatic weapon that's out there today, any one of them. And there's this, did you see that new enhanced semi-automatic fire thing that like it's just a piece of plastic, and you put your fingers through it, and then you slide it through the over the pistol grip, and then it's faster than the bump stock. Have you seen
that?
Yeah,
exactly. And it's just a piece of plastic. And it's not, it doesn't directly attach to the firearm. So it's like, well, how do you regulate that, you know?
So, I mean, capitalism. It's just capitalism. I guess that's what they would call it. I don't know. But all of this stuff that they come up with, that they want to try to regulate and everything, I read an article in Newsweek where they were talking, it wasn't Newsweek, it was some article where some female was talking about how the founders would feel about the Second Amendment today. And I think if the founders looked at the Second Amendment today, they'd probably say, how come you guys don't have fully automatic weapons?
Oh, yeah. Artillery pieces, you know, the whole nine yards. Because that used to be the thing back in the day, you know. You could buy anything, you know. It was only until the 30s, you know, that they started clamping down on, you know, everything under the sun. And every year they try to ratchet it down a little tighter. And they get the same effect, you know, to where the industry corrects, you know. And ultimately criminals don't have to comply with it anyway.
Right.
So they still have all their stuff, you know.
Coming up on the next break, if you are at SHOT Show, you should go check out guns.com. I think the booth number is 14152. Is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah, 14152. I had to do a voiceover for you guys the other day. So go check them out. Go say hi. Go say I said hi. And, this takes a lot of the hassle out of finding something, out of shopping for something, out of doing something if it comes to buying. Or selling. Selling is a big thing. If you're looking to sell a gun, they have a program called We Buy Guns. Talking to Chris Eager from there, from guns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Chris Eager from Guns.com. And he's getting ready to load up and head out to SHOT Show, which I envy. Do you like do any? So I, you know, you guys are having a party that I RSVP to that I'm not going to get to go to.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna have to produce so that we can, you know, in 2023, you guys are still around, because I would have been interested to see what that was like.
Well, you know, we usually have a pretty big turnout. We, of course, we didn't go last year because the show was canceled, but we had a big blowout the year before, and a lot of people showed up. And they make me go to those things, and I kind of just be awkward around people a little bit, and then until we start talking about guns, so I take it from there. So,
right.
But there is an open bar, so.
So there is that.
Yeah, that's loosen up a little bit after that.
Yeah, I understand. I get it. I do get it. So, I want to go over this simply because they're my neighbors. In South Carolina, we just got open carry if you have a concealed carry permit, which I don't know how to explain that one.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell.
Welcome to the 1990s.
Yeah, yeah. So, but in Georgia, right across the border, they're actually considering constitutional carry, and that seems to be sort of that's trendy right now, because Florida's considering it. I think Pennsylvania's considering it. We're liable to, you know.
Pennsylvania passed it, but the governor vetoed it.
Okay.
So hopefully that'll come back around once they get a new governor.
Well, with DeSantis in place, I would think Florida is a pretty good bet that they might get it, huh?
Yeah, he was talking about it, you know. The thing is, Florida's got a weird thing. The further south you get, the further north you go, you know, and those big population centers in Miami and stuff, they're pretty rabidly blue, you know, so it'll be a coin toss for sure.
Have you seen the new trend that's happening down there in Florida right now?
What's that?
The residents of Florida are targeting cars with out-of-state tags and putting a little letter on their car saying, if you're woke, go home. And I mean,
don't bring your politics here.
Don't bring your politics here. And the police have been called, and the police are like, well, you know, that's not very nice, but it's not illegal either. So.
Well, freedom of speech, right? First Amendment, most important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you're looking at Georgia now. What do you think of the now? This is Kemp's trying to use this as a re-election campaign. sort of issue.
Well, I mean, of course, it just happens to be a reelection year for him, you know, just happens to be. But, you know, the Republicans control the state assembly, and he's saying he's going to get it pushed before the end of the session. So, you know, if it's he's doing it for reelection, in the end, the taxpayers of Georgia still win out because they get constitutional carry, you know, whether it's a reelection bid for somebody or not, you know, so.
Well, now they have open carry in
with a permit.
With okay, I didn't know. Oh, so they're like me. They're like South Carolina. I haven't seen it. Now I've gone to Georgia a couple times. Haven't been since the whole COVID thing started because all the places I go were closed.
Oh yeah.
But I down there, open carry is quite prevalent. And here in South Carolina, I've seen one open carrier since we passed this monumental bill.
There's no shootouts and gunfights in the street and OK Corral type stuff?
Well, no more than we used to have before. I mean, there's an area down there in Columbia, South Carolina, called Five Points. And that's right down below University of South Carolina. This is where the Blood and Crips, the Bloods and the Crips like to get together. So, you know, they have their little shoots and fests down there. And but that was going on before all this happened. And plus, I've heard all the I had one politician tell me that that would make it okay for felons to carry guns if they could carry in the open or constitutional carry. So, yeah, I'm looking for a partner to be a political consultant to go teach these guys what, you know, what laws are. If you're interested, I'm looking for a consultant so we can go in there and we can, you know, rock, paper, scissors. Who's going to be the good cop? Who's going to be the bad cop? Then we go in there and make our money and walk out.
Right, right. Well, you know, 21 states have constitutional carry now, and then, you know, there's a half dozen of them that are looking at it, Indiana, Ohio, Alabama, you know. I mean, it's the wave of the future, you know.
I'm waiting to see what the Republicans do when they take over Congress, which they can't do much, right? Because they won't have the three-quarter supermajority in order to override a veto from Joe Biden. So, if he does something that they could impeach him for, I guess they could try that. But beyond that, they'll stop him legislatively, but that's going to be it. They're not going to be able to stop anything else, right?
Exactly.
But then when
you know, if they make a deal on something, you know, we may get something like the Hughes Amendment out of, you know, the worst-case scenario type of stuff.
The Hughes Amendment should be repealed because that was passed on on who was loudest.
Exactly.
They didn't tally the votes. I mean, it was who was loudest. All the yays, yay. All the noes, no. Yays have it. That is a stupid. For anybody not familiar with the Hughes Amendment, that states that fully automatic weapons made after some certain arbitrary date back in 1986 cannot be bought by you on the NFA. So what they were trying to do was they were actually trying to choke off all automatic weapons in the hands of private people.
Yeah, because after a couple of generations, the guys that have them die out, and, you know, one way or another, they don't pass them on. So, you know, whereas you buy a brand-new Mac-10 that had all the giggle switches and everything on it in 1985 for $500, now it's a $8,000-$9,000 gun. You know, and you still have the same paperwork as you did in 1985, but you know, you're paying a whole lot more money for it. And you basically robbed a couple of generations of people out of, you know, being able to own stuff like that, you know, unless they get older and have a bunch of spare change laying around, you know.
Can you imagine firing a fully automatic rifle with your own ammo right now? What that would do, you know what that would do to me psychologically? I'd be crying when I got done. Because instead of hearing that bolt, you know, the spring and the And everything going back in the weapon, I'd just be hearing ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. And then I'd be reduced to crying. But it's going to be an interesting year. It's going to be an interesting year for the gun industry and everything else. And when you get back, I would like to do a SHOT Show After Action review with you. I'm just going to keep your number. I'm just going to keep your number and make sure that if I want to reach out and coordinate that with you, Nothing against any of the principles there, but I mean, there's lots of layers there, and sometimes, like I said, I'm into that instant gratification kind of thing. Is there anything you're looking for? Is there any? We got about a minute left here. Is there anything else at SHOT Show? Are you looking? You're going to be making a beeline to go look at this first?
Well, you know, there's that Super Carry stuff, so that's going to be interesting. Then, you know, Colt just released a 3-inch Python, which that's nice. That was never really a popular, you know, made in quantities gun, so that's going to be interesting. And then there's that Smith & Wesson CSX, which looks a lot like the old 1990s Starfire Firestorm, but with some definite improvements, especially magazine capacity.
Yeah. I've got when you do get back, I want you to come on the show, and I want to talk these micro pistols that everybody's like, I can carry this all day, versus what you think. Like, would you want to go into a situation like the Westgate Mall in Kenya when the terrorists attacked the entire mall and all the civilians responded and they all went with full size pistols because that's what they carried?
Oh, yeah.
And would you rather go with a SIG P365 or a SIG P320? And you know, just think about that. Don't answer that now. We'll have to do that show. We'll have to do that show after SHOT Show. Have a good time, and thank you for joining me today.
Yes, sir.
All right. Guns.com. Check out Chris's stuff at guns.com in the news section. It's up in the upper left-hand corner. Coming up next is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. Her guest, Alex DeCastro from All American Range Bags. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.